Alex, I'm gonna see you outside there. I'm gonna put this on my shoulder and walk through and show you some of the people behind the scenes here. So bear with me. I'm gonna walk around this big reflection board and come around. And if you can see what I'm seeing right now, you're gonna see some camera operators. We got three of them back here. Let's see if I can see the third one. There's Mark, and back there somewhere is Gwen that you can't really see. her head is covered by a camera. These are the cameras that are that are showing what you know, you guys over there, and then we have a lot of wires and machines and computers. And I'm going to walk around here and introduce you to the guy who's running this thing. Is Bruce Bierman, one of my co-workers.
Well, I'm not quite running it. That's not quite correct. Hi, I'm Bruce, and I'm just one of at least 10 people that it takes to put on one of these webcasts. My job is to get everything wired beforehand, all the video part of it, and during the webcast I run the audio so that you can hear what everyone's saying. I also have a videotape machine over here for playing things back, one for recording so we can preserve the whole event, and a CD player for music. And then just beyond me is Richard Roberts. He's the director. He's the one that punches all the buttons and decides what shots to take. And beyond that is Nancy from the education branch. We really just support them in this whole event. They're the ones who design it and put it on, and they've got 5 computers down there operating that we're sending our video and audio signals to that allow you to see this in your classrooms. If it weren't for all of her knowledge and all the computers and everything, it just wouldn't come off. So there's a lot that goes on. It's a definite team job. Without a lot of effort and coordinated effort, it just wouldn't take place. And one of the other positions that's out in the hall that you can't see, but Karen's about to go take a look at right now, is the chat room. And that's where Julia sits, and whenever you type in a question on the chat room, it comes out there to, there she is, to the computers. And Alex is out there somewhere, and he, after everyone's done on the sets, then they go out there to answer questions. There's Alex. And now Karen's going to come back in, and she's going to go over to Steve. He's next. There's Steve. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Hi, Bruce. See, isn't that pretty cool? It's a lot more complicated, I'm sure, than you thought. There's some 30 or 40 people just in the studio to put on this, and countless others across the state monitoring the chat room. Speaking of the chat room, you guys are doing a great job. I think they burned up another computer terminal because the questions are coming in so great. So, you know, keep that effort up, and we're trying to get those to the experts. And speaking of experts, our next interview will be with the executive director of Texas Parks and Wildlife, the man on whose shoulder rests all the responsibility for the operations, is Andy Sampson. That'll be followed by living interpreters from the Sauer Beckman Farm, and where they're going to make some sausage for us. And they're kind of dressed oddly by today's standards, but they're nice people. After that, we'll interview Steve Magnilia. I hope I pronounced that right, Steve. He's a fisheries biologist, and followed that with Rufus Stevens, who's an urban urban biologist, which are critters that live inside the city. And take it away to Mika.